Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Pass Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning. Welcome in.
Hello.
What'd you say?
I said, hello. Are you I'm sorry, you guys. Someone is messing with my mic like it's funny. You probably think there's a problem with the station. There's not. It's just Jimmy. Good morning. Good morning. So happy to be here.
Missed y'all last weekend.
Yeah, that was a...
It was a miscommunication. That's all right. We went down to the Cayucas car show, so it worked out.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty rare I get a Saturday morning, so took advantage of it.
We thought the radio station was going to undergo some maintenance, but turns out that wasn't accurate. So we had made plans and left town, and then we start getting these texts from our family and friends. Are you okay? Are you okay? Where are you? What? What do you mean? Yeah, we're okay. What's going on?
I didn't know that many people listened, to be honest, so I wasn't one that worried about it.
Kind of flattering, I guess. But yeah, the Cayucas car show was beautiful weather. It's usually so windy there, and it was just light and breezy. It was really nice. Awesome cars. Great spot. Love it.
It was a good time. If you're looking for something to do coming up, too, don't forget about Salute to Our Heroes at the Estrella Warbird Museum. That's going to be coming up in about a week because we are in November now.
November 1st.
In case you didn't realize. So in 8 days, November 8th, the Salute to Our Heroes at the Estrella Warbirds Museum.
Another great venue. That's going to be a great time. Put it on your calendars.
Now, this was the Wings, Wheels, and Warbirds, and so now it is the Salute to Our Heroes because it's pushing closer to Veterans Day, or is on Veterans Day.
Yep, so it's such a tongue twister for me. The wheels...
Nope.
The Wings, Wheels, and whatever. That show
was really close. You almost
had it. It was always Mother's Day weekend, and it was too much all the time. Competed with too many other events, and I know that that's why they moved it, and this was just a really great time of year, I guess, when there wasn't a whole lot else going on, so that's why they moved it to second weekend, because today's Saturday, November 1st, so that would make sense.
Yeah, correct.
So sometimes it takes me a minute, you know, especially in the morning.
So weather, what kind of weather we got today? For November 1st, a high of 83.
Whoa.
What do you think about that?
Not expecting that. A little disappointed.
What do you mean? It's always like that. Always like Thanksgiving.
I know, but it still irritates me. I would like crisp fall weather.
So 83, going to be a high of 81 tomorrow, 76 on Monday, cooling down to 75. I say cool down to 75, sunny. Because Wednesday, we got some more showers coming in. So we got some light showers for Wednesday, then Thursday, Friday, and the next weekend, back up into the low to mid-70s. So still a lot of great weather on tap coming up into your Thanksgiving. Speaking of Thanksgiving, what about Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, you are spearheading an absolutely wonderful event that
they hold. I'm not spearheading it, Dave.
Well,
I'm helping organize Pass Robles for Thanksgiving. So if there's anybody looking to volunteer for that event, go to thanksgivingforpassrobles.com. Tons of opportunities to help volunteer for that day. Anything from a 1 hour spot up to 4 or 5 hours, however long you want to spend. So, and it's all week. You know, there's a lot of prep throughout the beginning of the week into the day of Thanksgiving, because that's when we actually do it. If you're not familiar with it, Centennial Park over there on Nickerson behind the high school, there is a giant ballroom. If you went to school about the time I did, we used to go down there and we called them dances. But if you were a part of that, you know what I mean by that.
Most people danced.
It was a good time.
It was still dancing.
It was a good time. I should bring that back. They were supervised, I think.
I don't know what the adults were thinking. Letting us.
So anyway, in that ballroom at Centennial, that turns into a big dining room with wait staff. It's a full on turns into a full on restaurant. So really cool event that gets put on. It all has got to go in one day and out one day. So it takes a lot of help.
And last year you served how many plates?
There was 1,500 served by the committee there.
Yeah, really, so really Dave, wonderful.
So Dave Kutaja is the man in charge. I believe I'm going to have him on next weekend or the weekend after. So I'll have Mr. Dave in here with me and we can kind of go over some of the details. So that'll be fun. We get to hear more about it.
Yeah. And when I said spearheading the event, you're spearheading the day of volunteer coordination, the workflow.
No, that's incorrect.
The workflow.
No, that's incorrect. No, I'm just helping.
All right. Noted.
So if you're interested in being a part of that, thanksgivingforpastrobles.com is where you can get all the information you need. All right. What else do we have? I think that's it for events.
Any important news? Or should we get a little spooky? Can we still get spooky?
We can get spooky. You know, yesterday was Halloween.
And it was very warm.
You know, tomorrow is daylight savings time.
I did, which is nuts. Do you know when the first daylight savings was enacted? Can you guess the year?
1952.
Nope.
1948.
Nope. One more.
1976.
Wow. No. 1918 was the first daylight savings on November 1st.
Why?
Why? I don't know why. I just know it was 1918.
Well, I know why.
Oh, do you? Okay, yeah. What is the why, mister?
Well, the reason they implemented daylight savings in 1918 was to conserve energy. The idea was that more daylight in the evenings would mean more people would use less artificial light, saving on coal and electricity.
Oh, so you did know. You were just playing
during World War I, which one was that timeline, was energy conservation was seen as a way to support the war. So it really came about because of the war efforts for World War I.
Wow. The amount of things that are enacted or changed during war times, I'll tell you what, everything's connected to that.
I mean, there was posters they used to put up. There was promotion posters that would say, work longer for my country to make better use of daylight.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right. Same thing with Victory Gardens and all the other ideas they wanted to push people into or whatever.
So which way do the clocks go tomorrow? We don't even have to think about it anymore because it's all electronic.
They go back.
What does that mean?
It means we lose an hour. We lose an hour of sleep. That's what that means.
No.
What? Oh, we gain an hour. Wait, no, you're confusing me now.
So if we were to right now it's 9:13 and 26.
It goes back.
It's 9:13 and 30 seconds right now. So what time would it be tomorrow?
8:13. We lose an hour because it goes back. Oh wait, we gain an hour because it goes back.
Correct.
But we lose an hour of sleep though. Because we gain an hour, but you lose an hour of sleep the first night.
Correct, yeah.
So why are you telling me I'm wrong?
I didn't say
you're confusing
you
were wrong. Me when I'm not wrong.
It's spring forward or fall back.
Yes, and we're falling back, yep. Which means you lose an hour of sleep.
Correct.
Even though you gain it during the day.
Yeah, so we'd have to be at 8:13 instead of 9:14.
Oh my goodness. You're gonna get swatted.
So it's going to be a little early tomorrow.
But you want to know what? Because
what?
We do have a baby, I don't think we're really going to notice that much.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to change our lives like it does before
Mallory,
typically, to be honest.
Typically, it's around time when we go to SEMA. So next week, we're going to be shutting down. We'll be gone from Tuesday to Friday because we'll have the entire crew, the entire shop in Las Vegas for the SEMA show.
Woohoo! But it's not just SEMA, it's Apex too.
So we're making the most of our daylight savings.
Yep, we're
in the city that never sleeps.
Out.
I think it's New York, but
and it's gonna be fun. I'm excited. It's the first year that we've been able to take the entire crew with us. So everyone's super excited about the classes and the new products and just networking and having everybody there that's like so passionate about the industry, just being in that environment, you know, with that circle of people. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's they're going to learn. They're learning.
Well, they will be learning. They're going to be in classes.
I just did air quotes if no one's paying attention.
It's fun learning is the difference.
We're going to learn so much.
You're genuinely learning, especially with all the products and tools Mallory that knows. Are out.
She's calling you out right now. She's like, what are you talking about? You guys are going to Vegas.
You do. You learn a ton. It's fun, but you learn a ton. And it takes a long time to like absorb and settle once you're done.
Well, the cool thing for me is, so I spent a lot of time in Apex, which is, it's the apex of automotive industry and learning and education. So this is the third year I am going as media, so I'll have a podcast booth set up in the middle of the floor in Apex, so I'll get to record with a lot of industry leaders, so that's going to be really cool for the third year. Turns into work really quick, but it's still a good time. Anyway, we've got to take a break. When we get back, let's talk about some haunted highways. How did Halloween and automotive history collide, maybe?
Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
Whether you're remodeling your home or building a new one, think of Frontier Floors and Window Coverings in Paso Robles. Since 1977, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings has been the North County's choice for the finest in selection, quality, and service. From an area rug to a complete newly designed residential or commercial project, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings is equipped to assist you from floor to ceiling. Browse their 3,000 square foot showroom. You'll find hardwood flooring, waterproof vinyl flooring, beautiful fabrics for window coverings, and of course, luxurious stain-resistant carpet. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings, providing the highest quality at competitive prices with unmatched customer service. Always free estimates. Call 805-238-7878, online at frontierfloors.net, or visit the showroom at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings.
Seniors helping seniors. We provide friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. We hire seniors to do this because, well, they don't use TikTok. They just understand each other better. We're fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Call me, Ron Torres, 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or go to seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors helping seniors.
Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361. Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Paso Robles. What should you look for when choosing an insurance agent? Experience is a key quality. A good agent responds promptly. It gives you clear explanations, letting you know exactly all the details of your policy. And a good agent has good listening skills, and a good agent takes the time to understand your unique situation. A good agent, like Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Call 805-434-3276.
Welcome back. You are tuning to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230 KPRL.
The right choice.
Appreciate you hanging out. This is, what is this?
November.
Where are
1st.
We right now?
Saturday.
I am Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. Take care of all your light duty trucks and auto repair needs. Come on down anytime for a no-cost inspection. For the month of October, we had an alignment special. Buy 4 premium tires to get yourself a complimentary alignment. We got one coming out for November, but I'm not going to tell you just yet because we're going to be closed next week for the SEMA Apex show in Vegas. So there'll be nobody there to help you.
That is true, but can I make an announcement for when we get back so people can prepare me?
What's your announcement for when you get back?
So for the month of November until December 12th, we are asking and accepting for toy donations. It will all go to Toys for Tots, and you will get a discount off of your invoice. Details apply, of course, but please go out, get some kind of gift for the kiddos. You got to get auto repair done anyways. Bring in a toy and get a little something off for yourself, too.
Yeah, you don't have to get the car fixed on the same day.
True. Yes, okay. Correct. Right, you do sense. Not have to get the car fixed the same day.
Yeah.
But bring a toy to basically get the like coupon or the voucher that is good until the end of December, even though we're only accepting toys until December 12th.
There you go.
That you is got, my announcement.
You got a week to get them together.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
Get your shift together.
Yeah.
You see what I did there? That was pretty good, huh?
For those that are hard of hearing, that was S-H-I-F-F-F-F-T. Shift.
Very good. Also, best of Slow County poll is out. So if you have a favorite.
Vote now.
Auto repair shop.
Us.
Go ahead and go to bestofslowcounty.com and put your vote in. What's your vote?
Am I even allowed to vote?
I don't know. Can we? We can try.
I mean, I would say us.
Wow.
Me.
Okay.
Even though I'm not actually in the shop writing or helping anyone anymore. I'm just in the background since Mallory doing the bookkeeping and payroll and a little bit of marketing, and that's it. So I'm not even there anymore. But I try and keep up with stuff, with who's coming in and what's going on.
So Haunted Highways. So I bring this one up because speaking of marketing, if you're into reading magazines, you know, those paper pieces of paper with like printed and images in them before the internet took over. Remember books? You like read books.
They like, come in your mailbox.
Like letters make words, words make paragraphs. You go left to right, top to bottom. Reading. So there's a really cool magazine from the Paso Robles magazine and Tascadero magazine, as well as the Paso Robles Press. Lots of good information still in these things, so go out there and get yourself a copy of that. And if you do, in the Paso Robles Press, Leanne put a really nice article together called Haunted Highways, How Halloween and Automotive History Collide. And I think this is a great opportunity to just talk about it, huh?
Yeah, even though it's day after Halloween, it's still spooky.
Well, I could have been spooky here yesterday. Weekend. I couldn't have been here yesterday because it's a Saturday show. So Halloween's going to be on a Saturday.
I know, but I'm saying it like we can still talk about it.
We can still talk about it.
Yeah. And also, just for reference, I want you to know that the articles that come out in print, they can be found online. You just go to their website.
That's true.
You can just type in Paso Robles Magazine or Tascadero Magazine.
It's that feel of paper. You know, the paper, the magazine, and you hold it in
your
hand.
But you know what the really fun thing they do is? It's like this weird interactive PDF where you click on it, and then you click on the month that you want, and it opens up like, it's like the image of the magazine, and then when you click next page, you can see the page flip. It's actually pretty neat.
It's not the same.
And whatever is in that magazine, including the articles I write, I have to write 2 months in advance. So to be honest, I don't actually remember the details of this article, and I didn't know we
were supposed to remember.
Talk about
I'm going to quiz you on every part of this right now.
I
can prove that you actually wrote it.
Okay, quiz me. That I feel like that might be better or not. Oh, and in case you haven't heard her, Mallory is here. But she's on the sidelines, and she's being really good.
She's the button pusher.
Yeah, she's doing a good job.
She's hitting the commercials right on point, so I think we're doing good.
Woohoo! Star in the making.
So we talk about Halloween. We talk about a lot of cars that have spooky names, or like, what are some of the car culture movies?
Well, the most famous, of course, is Christine.
That's true.
The car that comes to life and goes after the girlfriend, you know, of the guy that fixed her up. The car up her, meaning the car. And then he gets a girlfriend, and they start making out in the car. And then all of a sudden, she comes to life, and all these creepy, spooky things start to happen. The first thing is the radio turns on with this loud, crazy music all of a sudden. Interrupts their makeout session. And then from there, you know, it just goes into trying to drive over her and literally kill her. So it escalates quite quickly. But it's a fun movie. To my recollection, and I feel like I really hope I get this right, Christine was a Bel Air.
No, it's a Plymouth Fury.
Oh, God. D-A-M-N. I knew it. I knew I was going to get it wrong.
1958.
I can't believe Plymouth, I got it wrong.
Plymouth Fury. The Fury. It's furious.
I know that. I see. I knew. Mom brain. I don't know what to say.
All right.
Christine is the most famous.
We saw the car at the Peterson Museum.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. And it was the real thing. It was not a replica. It was the real thing.
Remember it started rolling after you?
Well, thanks for stopping her.
So Halloween and the automotive share more in common than one might expect. Both emerged as culture touchstones during the 20th century, shaping American identity through spectacle, creativity, and embrace of the mysterious. When we dig deeper, the relationship between spooky October nights and the history of the automotive reveals fascinating parallels. You know what one of them is?
What is that, sir?
So in the early days of motoring, automobiles were often regarded as uncanny machines, loud, unpredictable, and sometimes dangerous. Much like Halloween itself, they carried an aura of both excitement and fear.
100%
newspaper
true.
Headlines from the early 1900s described car crashes with a sense of horror, often likening the automotive to a mechanical demon. Drivers braving dark, unlit country roads became characters in their own ghost stories, with headlights piercing through fog as though chasing spirits.
Dang, that's good. Who wrote that?
By the 1950s and 60s, car culture and Halloween began to intertwine in more playful ways. Drive-in theaters became popular destination for Halloween nights, screening horror classics where teenagers watch vampires and monsters from the safety of their chrome-lined chariots. Hot rods with their flame-painted fenders and skeleton shifter knobs embraced the imagery, blending speed with spectacle. And then urban legends fueled the eerie connection. Tales of ghostly hitchhikers, phantom cars chasing drivers, or haunted stretches of a highway became staples of Halloween storytelling. These stories weren't just fiction. They reflected real anxieties about the growing presence of automobiles in everyday life. Each myth was a reminder that cars could carry us into the unknown, both literally and figuratively. So today, the bond between Halloween and auto history remains alive in trunk-or-treat events, where families gather in parking lots to decorate vehicles and cobwebs, pumpkins and skeletons. Car clubs host haunted cruises celebrating both their beloved machines and the spooky season. Even in the modern horror films, the car continues to be both the savior and the villain. An escape from the danger, or in the case of Stephen King's Christine, the danger itself.
Man, that was a good article.
That's pretty good. All
very true. And I do love the whole spectacle of the like spooky hot rod too. The skeleton shifter. I don't want to say the dice hanging from the mirror because that's not spooky, but the whole point is making the car into a presentation, into a show. It is whatever you want it to be. And you can decorate it from season to season, especially with Amazon these days. You can do some really cool stuff with wraps, with decals. I mean, people are doing some awesome stuff. And in my opinion, nothing will beat the ghost flame, not the hot rod like rat fink flame, but the true ghost flame. I love it.
The spider webs are too much.
I like it on some vehicles.
No, it's too much. The little grills that look like spider webs. It's
not year round. I'll say that.
Really,
not year
round.
You know
what's really scary though?
What?
Lack of maintenance.
Oh, yes. Very true.
Worn tires, worn suspension parts. Now that's real scary stuff right there.
And so then you try and brake
get your car
and it
fixed,
doesn't
though.
Brake when it's supposed to and you go off the road and, you know, who knows if you live.
We're not worried about the person driving the car. We're worried about the one in the driver's seat next to him.
Yeah.
We gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care, 1 mile east of El Camino on the corner of Traffic Way and Via, Atascadero.
News, I'm Paul Stevens. SNAP food benefits due to run out today, but federal judges say SNAP must be funded during the shutdown. Republican House Majority Whip Tom Emmer on Fox blames Democrats.
This has to end, and all they have to do, pass that clean CR. President Trump will sign it tonight. We can be done.
Democrats, though, want promises from Republicans concerning health care subsidies before signing any continuing resolution. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney trying to lower tension with the White House. This after a recent Canadian TV ad on tariffs used lines from a 1987 radio address by former President Ronald Reagan.
I did apologize to the president. The president was offended by the act, or by the ad, rather. It's not something I would have done.
Mr. Carney earlier today at an Asia-Pacific trade summit. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome back to the Eagle Energy Country Store. Stop in and say hi. We're always glad to see you.
Have you ever made the Eagle Energy Country Store your first stop after leaving home or work?
For those of you who have, we at the Country Store appreciate and thank you for your business.
If not, come by the Eagle Energy 76 on the corner of Highway 46 East and Golden Hill Road.
And let us make you feel welcome.
Maybe you don't need fuel for your vehicle,
but you need something to fuel you.
We've got happy hours. That's right, happy hours. From 6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, purchase anything in the store and the coffee creation in the size you crave is free.
You heard us, free, no catches. Come back in the afternoons too. From 4 to 6 p.m. when you buy anything in the store, the fountain drink of your choice is free with your purchase. This includes our 100% freshly brewed iced teas. And now we have three new flavors to choose from.
Looking for something different than fast food or a long sit-down lunch? The Country Store Deli's Chili Verde Enchiladas are back.
See you at the Country Store.
We'll see you at the Country Store.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents the Golden Oak Honey and Pumpkin Festival and Kids Flea Market happening today, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Honey tasting, observe a beehive, arts, crafts, spelling bee, monster mash dance contest, pie eating contest, and kids grades 1 through 8 selling and trading items. The Golden Oak Honey and Pumpkin Festival and Kids Flea Market happening today, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool and Spa. We are a locally owned company in the Albertson Shopping Center in Paso Robles. We know pools. Whether you need chemicals, supplies, or a service call, we are here for you. We have the knowledge to get your pool and spa in shape for pure water enjoyment. We stock the supplies you need. Stop in at Paso Pool and Spa Supply. We're in the corner by the UPS store in Paso Robles. Thank you for supporting Paso Pool and Spa.
And welcome back. You are tuning to Gearhead Radio. on AM 1230 KPRL. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located here in Paso Robles. Appreciate you tuning in on this sunny Saturday morning, this warm, sunny Saturday, November morning, November 1st, 2025. The holidays are upon us. Doesn't feel that way because of the weather, but...
I mean, I'm very excited that the holidays are upon us.
Daylight savings is tomorrow. What would happen if daylight savings was eliminated?
I feel like my initial thought is nothing.
It would lead to the elimination of sleep disruptions and the associated health risks like increased heart attacks and strokes.
What? No, that happens because it's enacted. Because people are all stressed out with the time difference.
That's what if we were to eliminate it, then people would be healthier.
Oh, I thought you meant that would happen.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I agree.
Should be permanent time, huh?
I agree with that, yeah. I mean, I understand with why they did it in the first place. Obviously, wartime, industrial revolution, work, work, work. Like, it's all propaganda. But... in reality, you do get an extra hour of sunlight during the winter months. Like, yeah, but that's like one little pro, and I think there's a whole bunch of cons, so I'd be happy if we eliminated it.
It's kind of amazing that it actually came from the automotive industry. Because the war efforts, the biggest push or the biggest players in the war effort were automotive manufacturers. There were car manufacturers, vehicle manufacturers, like Henry Ford, that put a lot of his efforts into the war efforts. And there was a lot of them that actually shut down their entire operation just so they could pivot their steel manufacturing into the war effort. And then they never made it. They never bounced back.
Yep.
So there's a lot of car manufacturers that never lasted because they shut down their factories to provide for that. And the biggest thing with daylight savings was that, well, let's have our workers, you know, instead of it being 5, it'll be 4 o'clock. And now I don't have to have all the lights on to like make sure the workers can see what they're doing. They can still put an 8-hour day in because it was Henry Ford's 8-hour day that started the Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Yep.
So in reality, it really came from the auto industry that created daylight savings.
As with so many other things.
Yeah, it's crazy how much impact it has.
The catalyst.
I'm not saying it's my fault. I'm not saying it was your fault. I'm just saying I'm blaming you.
Yeah. I mean, it's nobody's fault. We're not 100 years old here. Yeah.
That
was funny.
That was a funny one. Yeah, it's your fault. It's the baby's fault. Just blame the baby.
What's next?
So, on the theme of Halloween, got a phone call coming in here. Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Yeah, I have a 2006 Dodge Ram 2500, and it has a really good tow package, but the suspension is really bouncy, stiff. Is there any way to soften that up and keep the towing capacity?
What do you mean by stiff? You put a lot of weight behind it, and it's in the front or the rear?
Oh. No, when you drive it empty, it bounces over every little pebble like nobody's business.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
It's just real... jarring over bumps and stuff.
It's the dually?
No, it's single
axle. Oh, it's single?
Yeah.
I always recommend a set of like nice airbags on it. That's like the best way to go because you can adjust the ride a little bit. You know, get the bags down. That has bags in it.
Yeah.
How much pressure do you have when you're driving it unloaded?
I have had it both empty and with just like 30 pounds in them.
Oh, it's still bouncy, huh?
Yeah, it's horrendous.
Yeah. I've heard of guys getting rid of the overload spring. There's a spring you can pull out of the spring pack that helps a little bit, but then that obviously lowers your capacity. But with the airbags, it kind of makes up for it. I mean, do you put a lot of weight behind it?
Not really. I've only towed a couple times. That's why I'm not worried about losing too much.
Yeah, you can change out the spring packs, the leaf spring packs, and that helps out significantly because there's definitely a lot. I mean, and if you're not towing 10,000 plus, you don't need that kind of capacity on it. But the airbags, you make up for it too, as long as you have them up at like 60 or 70. So that might be an option, an expensive option, but it definitely helps.
Yeah, I'm cheap, so I'm trying to go
There is, if you look, there is one spring you can pull out of the pack. Sometimes they have like an overload spring that sits the other direction on top of it. I'm not terribly familiar if that one has it or not, but you can pull one out, and that's pretty much the cheapest way you can do it, because it's just a little bit of a little bit of elbow grease.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for all.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I need new shocks.
It's one or the other, you know? I mean, those trucks are nice, but they like to be towing. They like to be working. And then they ride really nice, so. It's like, you want it to be fast, but you want it to have good gas mileage, too. It's like, you can only pick one, unfortunately. Excuse you. All right, so speaking of Halloween, let's come up with a few cars that have spooky sounding names.
She's excited.
It's not a good one.
But don't make it too scary, she says.
So the first one is the Rolls-Royce Ghost.
Ooh.
You know what that one is?
What do you mean what that one is?
You know, a Rolls-Royce Ghost.
Yeah.
Okay. 1907. Rolls-Royce marketing boss Claude Johnson had one of the company's new six-cylinder models finished in silver paintwork. The car was officially called the 4050, a reference to how many horsepower it was estimated to produce. The single car was christened Silver Ghost in the manner of a yacht being named, but the press at the time seized upon the more lyrical title and dubbed all similar Rolls-Royce Silver Ghost to the Rolls-Royce officially launched its first Phantom in 1925.
You know what's funny is a lot of these scary sounding vehicles are also expensive.
Yeah, the Rolls-Royce Phantom, that's a very expensive car. The Rolls-Royce Ghost, the Rolls-Royce Phantom, it's the same thing. Nice car though. I don't know if I'd ever own one, but what I would own though, you know what the next one on it is? Think of the most sinister name in the American muscle cars.
I got it. What? I got this one.
What?
I did not get Christine, but I got this one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Dodge Demon.
Why do you say it like that?
Because it's a demon.
That is a demon.
Demon.
That's creepy.
Was that creepy?
Yeah, a little creepy.
Good. Demon. Okay.
Let's turn that off for a second. That's enough.
Tell us about it.
So, the Dodge Challenger was descended through the seven circles of
hell.
Yep. Including the Hellcat.
Am I allowed to say that?
Including the Hellcat and Red Eye editions to become the modern day muscle car legend, the Demon. In final edition, it develops a frightening 1,011 horsepower from its 6.2 liter supercharged V8, capable of seeing off the 0 to 60 in 1.66 seconds. On the drag strip and running the quarter mile in 8.91 seconds at 150 miles an hour. So yeah, a little frightening to drive. But that is the one that can do wheelies too, so that's not bad for Dodge Demon. And then the next one is the Rolls-Royce Phantom. So we have the Rolls-Royce Ghost and then the Rolls-Royce Phantom. So there have been 8 generations of the Rolls-Royce Phantom. Some were reserved only for royalty. The current version is available to anyone. So as long as you have north of, this is in euros, 400,000 in a very long parking space, it's the flagship Rolls-Royce model, standing at almost 6 meters long and weighing in at over 2.5 tons. So you get a lot of car for your money, but you get a price tag on a name that's pretty menacing. I think the scariest part about the Rolls-Royce Phantom is definitely the price. I feel like there's a point in time when you're just buying cars, just you don't even care about what it does anymore. You're just buying it just because it's the most expensive one. And I think it's right where the Rolls-Royce Phantom comes in. Nice car, but. But on the other end of the spectrum, we have the AMC Gremlin. So if you're looking to save a few bucks, this was the way to do it. So American Motors Corporation, and some of you that lived through the 70s can remember the AMC Gremlin. The Gremlin was an entry-level hatchback designed to compete with urban-friendly VW Beetles and the Chevy Vega. To make it, AMC simply took its Hornet model and shortened it. What happened when you get it wet? We're not sure. It's a 1970s American car, so build quality probably wasn't all that. But results were hopefully less deadly than the 1984 horror movie, which also featured gremlins. Do you remember the Gremlins movie?
I do, and it was super creepy. And they're, you know, tiny, ugly little gremlins.
I thought they were cute. Little gremlins.
You thought they were cute. Well, they're cute until you get them wet or it's nighttime, however they transition.
Oh, is that the reference? Oh, I get it now. What, I see what they're saying.
What reference?
So what happens when you get the gremlin wet?
Oh.
Because in the movie, when you get the gremlin, I get it now.
Yeah.
Now it's all coming together for me.
No.
Wow. That usually
see,
doesn't
I'm
happen.
The only slow
That usually
one.
Doesn't happen with me. Man, I'm missing a beat here. I missed one Saturday and I slipped that far. That's crazy. Anyway, AMC Gremlin, we all remember that one. Next up, the Hennessy Exorcist. That's a good one. Chevy did good with a name on this one. So, how do you get rid of a pesky demon? With an exorcist. I mean, that's like, talk about like...
Ooh, that's taking out the chart. That was a dig. That had to have been a dig.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's Chevy. Like,
see, I love stuff like that.
That's Chevy marketing at its finest right there.
That's
like,
cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like with Camaro and the Mustang. That was from like the dawn of time. The Mustang came out, and then the Camaro came out, and in theory, the Camaro was a Mustang killer. It was that's what they said the Camaro was. That's. Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Hi, Jimmy. How's it going?
It's good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
That's good.
Hey, Jimmy, I just wanted to tell you, you know those little postal vehicles that I think they're getting rid of them because they were always so lousy, I heard.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
They must have...
The Grunhams.
Yeah. Down there at the post office on Madonna Road in San Luis Obispo, I bet they have 40 or 50 of them back there in their yard that probably don't even begin to run. They're so lousy.
They all need a Chevy 350 put in them.
They sure do. Well, if anybody needs a good deal on them, they're down there at the
they're selling them.
Post office.
They're selling them down there, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Well, if somebody goes down there, let us all know so we can go jump on grab one too.
Yeah.
We'll make goat carts out of them.
Okay, I couldn't believe it when I saw them. It was in their yard.
Well, appreciate the call, man. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Who's got the best breakfast around? A recent survey says it's a three-way tie between Joe's Place in Paso, Joe's Place in Templeton, and Joe's One Niner Diner at the Paso Robles Airport. Who took the survey? People with great taste who like food that tastes great. By the way, their lunches are great too. Joe's Place in Paso, Joe's Place in Templeton, and Joe's One Niner Diner at the Paso Robles Airport. Open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. Thank you, fellow Americans.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Just like changing the oil in your car, changing the filter in your heating and air conditioning system will make it last longer and cost less to operate, which means more time in between needing a service technician, like me, Jared. But when you do, please remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Call us at 466-8199 and on the web at hutchhvac@yahoo.com.
Closeouts will save you lots of money, says Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I still have a few of my closeouts left. If you're looking for a Cal King or an Eastern King, and I got a couple queens left as well, I got closeouts on major brands, Beautyrest, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and they're all on sale. So come on in as soon as you can and save a lot of money.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Mm-hmm.
welcome back. You tuned in to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230. Keep roll. It is 9:49:59 on the Saturday morning, November 1st. I appreciate you tuning in and hanging out. It's always nice to have somebody listening. But it's not necessary. I'll just keep talking either way. Talking about Halloween. But quick segue. Quick transition. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located here in Paso Robles. If you need an alignment, tires, smog, auto repair, oil change, transmission service, we are there to help. Make an appointment this month. Bring in a toy for Toys for Tots and get yourself a nice little discount on your next service. Keep in mind, we will be gone this next week as we are off in training, but we'll be back with a vengeance the rest of the month. So, also Thanksgiving for Paso Robles, if you're looking for something to do for Thanksgiving or the day before Thanksgiving or the day before Thanksgiving, volunteer some time. Do something good for the community. There's about 1,500 people that get fed with this Thanksgiving for Paso every year. So it's an awesome event. It's completely volunteer only. Everything's donated or volunteered. So do your part. All right, getting back into the segment here. We're talking about some of the cars for Halloween that are scary, I guess. And so we're talking about the Hennessy Exorcist, which is how you get rid of a pesky demon. And that's in regards to the Dodge Demon. So Chevy's always had the best marketing when it comes to throwing shade, throwing some blows at other people. And like the Mustang, when I said when the Mustang came out and the Chevy Camaro came out, the Camaro was supposedly in like folklore, Camaro was supposed to be the Mustang killer. It was like, that's like the little creepy little thing that goes out, little monster that kills, eats Mustang. So that's been an age old tale. But so how do you get rid of pesky demon? An exorcist. So that's the excuse Texan horsepower addict John Hennessy needed to plumb a 1,000 horse into a Chevy Camaro ZL1, giving the Dodge Demon a sworn enemy. And the American Muscle Cars, another superb name to add to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, that's a cool one. And then we get into some of the exotic stuff here. So the Diablo, Lamborghini Diablo. Scary car. Lamborghini's 1990s. This is in the 1990s. V12 Wedge was named after the 19th Spanish fighting bull, which in turn was named Diablo, the Spanish word for devil. It's for the reason the priests and members of the synergy were formally forbidden from owning this particular supercar, as to it would be seen as a satanic endorsement. Have you ever seen a 1990 V12, it's a cool car. Even today's standards, still worth a lot of money. What else do we have on here? Rolls-Royce back on here, the Spectra. So it's amazing how Rolls-Royce takes this and really just takes the lead with it. So let's end where we started off with another ghostly Rolls-Royce, one that's as silent as the grave. The Spectra is a Rolls-Royce newest coupe, replacing the Wraith, it's got to be, and pointing the direction forward for the spirit of ecstasy. Obviously, that's all electric. But what's intoxicating about this first EV is how it remains every bit as indulgent as the special as the rotter out to be. Despite swapping out all the smoothly reciprocating pistons for a series of zeros and ones, the future's not so scary, at least for the Rolls-Royce at least. So even Rolls-Royce is making the pivot into the EVs. And they rightfully call it the Spectra. I mean, that's not that bad of a name for a ghostly goal of a car. That's the end of the list there. What else have we got here? Speaking of scary, I lost the rest of everybody. I don't know where they went. They left me. They're out of here. All right. Well, let's recap on some of the events coming up. So we have a salute to our heroes. Put that on your calendar. That's at the Warbird Museum, November 8th. That's going to be a good time. Be lots of good information we're bringing back this next week. Really excited about SEMA and Apex this year. It's going to be a good time. I love going out there and recording because there's so many people with stories, and there's just so much education. We were just at a NAPA training event in Fresno on Wednesday and Thursday with Vin Waterhouse. He's just a legend, been around for so long when it comes to financials and learning your numbers and stuff. So ongoing training, even for me and for the rest of the shop, it's one of our core values. You always have to be training. You always want to be learning. You always want to be educating yourself. And it's really cool that I get invited out to a trade show as big as Apex in Vegas and am able to actually have a full-on podcast booth and get to record. And if anybody's interested in listening to any of that, it's Gearbox Podcast. You can find it on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeart. I don't know. There's so many podcast platforms out there now. But it's Gearhead Podcast with Jimmy Purdy. It's not necessarily what I do here. It's a lot more in-depth business entrepreneur and stuff like that. But it's still a lot of fun. Get to learn a lot of good information on there. So definitely recommend. If you like this show, go ahead and check that out. I've actually posted a few of these shows on that platform. So there's a few live radio shows on there as well. So maybe if you've called in, you might find yourself on there. Go check it out. Not a bad thing to put in. It's always good to listen to podcasts. Better than music. I always got to be learning. Let's see. What else do we got today? I think that's pretty much it. You got anything else? No, I don't.
Not really. I'm in the corner soothing a baby.
Poor little baby. Mallory gets about an hour and then she's tapped out. So she's done. She's done for the day. She's hanging her hat up. If you have any other events, feel free to call in. I always like to hear if there's any events that you know of going on, preferably automotive related, but you know, events are events. At the Golden Oak festivals today, I just on one of the ads, I thought that was last weekend, but I always recommend the farmers market here in Paso. It's a good farmers market, a lot of good people support down there for sure. Not a bad way to celebrate or spend your Saturday. And coming up at the end of the month, lots of holidays. It's always tough to get stuff done, and it's just like one thing after another, but before you know it, it'll be January, so enjoy the next couple months as much as you can anyway. And make sure you get your car serviced. Like again, if you're getting a little behind and it's tough to keep up, we can take care of that stuff for you. Whether you're DIY or you like to just have it all taken care of. Every vehicle comes in, gets a complimentary hand wash. We got drinks in the fridge. Complimentary, of course. Always got a bowl full of candy. You should come in the office too. I just installed a new water feature. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty impressed with it. I'd tell you more about it, but I think you should just go down and check it out. Just so you can see it. Pretty cool. Pretty impressed with it. Also really, really impressed with the whole team. We're all really coming together. Getting a really good rhythm going. And it's nice when everyone's really excited about training and getting in, constantly learning. And that's why you're here every Saturday, right? Because there's just might be something that you learn that you didn't know. And that's the idea. But remember, this thing goes both ways. So if you ever have something that you want to talk about, I'm not gonna call you out. You gotta call. You gotta let me know. I learn more from you than you do from me. Guaranteed. So I'll be here next Saturday, and I hope I hear from you. Write it down. Give me a call next Saturday morning. We'll be here 9 a.m. Have a great week, everybody. See ya.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.